Joy Addo is a 25-year-old podcaster from West London and creator of the Joy's World podcast, which she uses to challenge stereotypes, and not just the ones about being blind. And Joy also joins me today. Hi, Joy. How are you?
I'm really good, thanks. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for making time for us. And I've mentioned you like to challenge stereotypes, but it's not just one. It's not even just two. There's quite a lot that you unpack on your podcast.
Yeah, that's right. I like to speak about everything. I always say to people that my podcast is about the life of a fat, black, blind, single mother of one. And I like to talk about all those things because I am all those things and so much more.
Yeah, people are not... they're multifaceted. You're more than just a blind person or a single mum.
100%. Like, all these things are part of my character, but there's just so much more to me and to everybody. Like, we're all individuals, and I feel like you can have so many different factors that make a person, but people like to tend to kind of just gear towards one.
Okay, so can you just explain what made you start the podcast in the first place?
So I decided to start my podcast because I've always liked talking. I like talking a lot. And I found that people would question me a lot. They would ask me so much. They would ask me, how do I cope being a mum and not being able to see? They would ask me about, what eye condition do you have? They would ask me... just so many different questions people would ask me about my life. And I sat and I thought to myself, why not, like, create a podcast where I can create the narrative and I can talk about what the hell I want, when I want, and I have nobody telling me what I can and can't say.
Did you know how to make a podcast before, or was this something new to you?
So I used to listen to a lot of podcasts, but I had no idea how to make one. So I just Googled. I Googled and I started off making my podcast at home on my own on my phone.
Yeah, and you actually have quite a few episodes now. So for anyone who wants to tune in, it's Joy's World and there'll be plenty of content. But you get some really good guests, and that includes BBC Radio 1 Extra's DJ Ace and your most recent guest, which I think was actor Femi Oyeniren.
Yeah, so basically I connected with DJ Ace because I did... work experience at the BBC years ago, and I just kind of kept in contact with somebody there. And so when I was looking for people to interview, I kind of reached out to that person that I knew, and I decided to create these little gift bags, and I gave them to a bunch of presenters at One Extra and Radio One that I looked up to. And Ace was one of the people that was really grateful and got back to me, and we started messaging on Instagram, and I was like, can I interview you? And he was like, yeah, sure. And he let me, and that was great.
Speaking about guests, who would be your dream guest? Like, that person shows up to your podcast and that's it. Like, it can't get any better than that.
Oh my God. Probably, obviously, Beyonce. If we're talking worldwide, international, if Beyonce came on my podcast, I would probably never record a podcast again. I would just drop the mic and just die happy. But in terms of, like, in the UK, there's so many. So I would really love to interview Stormzy because I'm a big fan of his music. I would like to interview just loads of people. I've got a hit list and I'm working through my hit list. One day I will get all these people on because you've got to kind of put it out there into the universe.
Yeah, and this means we have plenty of episodes to kind of look forward to. And let me just, because I did a little bit of digging around, so I'm going to bring it back to Beyonce.
And, okay.
And I did see a little advert that featured quite a famous quote from you, and I think it was maybe 5 years ago. Do you remember what it said?
I believe it said something along the lines of, being blind isn't all bad. It means every day I look like Beyonce.
There you go. And you had your ad driving around on London buses, which pretty much confirms the statement. You are Beyonce.
Hopefully one day. Yeah, but yes, I did have that. That was a few years ago when I used to be an intern for, they're now called the Royal Society for Blind Children. At the time when I was working there, they were RLSB, and we did a campaign called Joy's Revolution, and that was again me trying to break stereotypes all the way back then, like five years ago. This is before I was a mum, before any of that happened, and it's really weird how things just come full circle, you know.
And just talking about that, like, how important do you think is using humor to kind of challenge obviously perceptions of sight loss and these stereotypes that are about, you know, being a single mom, being black as well, and you describe yourself as fat as well, so there's quite a lot.
Yeah, I feel like for me, using humor is the only way that I know, like, how to do things, because I feel like when we can laugh at ourselves and laugh at situations, then everything's a little bit better. Like, laughter is kind of healing, and I feel like it's just fun. Like, and also I just feel like life is difficult enough as it is, so sometimes we have to bring the happiness to ourselves. And there are a lot of funny situations that you get into when you're visually impaired, when you're fat, when you're black. They're just, life is very stressful and very difficult, and so I feel like it's nice to just lift the mood a little bit and just laugh at it, you know. It can't always be serious. There are many serious things going on, but when you can laugh, then I feel like you're more happy.
You're a mom to a four-year-old girl, and how does she find seeing her mom kind of speak to a microphone and basically talk to herself?
Well, to be honest, I usually record when Janelle, that's my daughter, when she's asleep or when she's not here. I never record with her around because sometimes my podcasts get a little bit X-rated, so I wouldn't want her hearing any of that at all. But she knows very much that Mummy has a podcast, and she's a little chatterbox as well, to be honest. So I think one day I will have to do an episode with Janelle, but so far I haven't.
And does Janelle realise that you have problems with your vision?
Yes, Janelle definitely knows that Mummy can't see properly. When we leave the flat, she always is like, Mummy, which stick are you taking? Because I've got colourful canes. I've got a pink and purple one at the moment that I use the most, but she sees my collection of canes at the door. And she's like, Mummy, which one do you want? And she knows that she has to tidy up her toys because otherwise Mummy will trip on them. So, yeah, and I'm teaching her now to kind of guide. I'm like, take Mummy to the gate, take Mummy here. And I'm just kind of like teaching her communication and to say, you know, if there's something in the way and things like that. Yeah, she's very much aware.
And for anyone who's kind of hearing from you for the first time, could you just briefly explain what is your sight condition and how does it affect your vision?
So my sight condition is called chronic uveitis, and it's inflammation in the back of the eye. It also affects other parts of the body. Like, as you get older, it can affect your joints. So you can have rheumatoid arthritis as well. I'm completely blind in my right eye. They removed the lens when I was 9 years old. I had cataracts. And then since then, it's only been the left eye. I've had about 12 to 13 surgeries in my left eye to keep me with a small amount of vision. At the moment, I use thick glasses, and I've got silicone oil in the back of my eye to keep me with a bit of vision. And I'm really grateful, like, with the vision that I have. I'm just kind of using it as much as I possibly can. And yeah, I'm really happy with it.
Well, I could talk to you for hours, honestly, but just tell us quickly, where can we listen to Joy's World?
So you can listen to Joy's World, the podcast, on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and also on SoundCloud. And you can find me on Twitter. My Twitter is at JoyXOXO. On Instagram, it's at Joy's World, the podcast. And yeah, if you have any questions or anything, just let me know, and I'm more than happy to answer them.
Joy Addo podcaster and an all-around amazing mother and woman. And thank you so much for chatting with us today.
Thank you.